and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Liberty. I need some audio on my headphones. Thank you. We are in Minnesota today. It is spring. Things are blooming. Things are looking greener as the days go on. And folks, I'll tell you what, we've got hope with the Sons of Liberty. Not just because it's spring, but because of what we see on the horizon. As a matter of fact, I had to race in the little go-kart that we have to get back from meeting with the college. So I just made it into the studio. Today we're going to have a special guest with us. Mr. Alan Keyes, former ambassador under Reagan, and just he's a diplomat, he's a statesman, and boy, I'll tell you, this guy is sharp. If you read his last commentary on WorldNet Daily, Bradley is a commentator along with Mr. Keyes, and they typically commentate on the same days down there at WND.com. He's also a pro-lifer, and this guy is true to his principles. As a matter of fact, and we'll get to talk to him about this later on in the show, he's going to be on at 2:30 Central Time. So everybody tuning in and wants to hear from him. Recently, he actually took one of Bradley's articles that we did. You guys all know the hoorah that went down at St. Cloud State University when Bradley did a presentation at that college. A fantastic presentation. Matter of fact, one of the students came with us today to present to this new college and give her feedback and her perspective. Fantastic. Great fruit. But the GOP was the one who came after this student group and actually did revoke their status, which I told them that will forever go on their resume, and basically it'll be a mark of getting a job. They'll get a job if this is on their resume. They were willing to stand up against the status quo, buck the system, and have a fantastic event. That's called principles, and people are looking for them all over this country. There's ministries that need these type of people. But anyhow, going back to this, Bradley did a column on it, and it was done on the 30th of April. And folks, if you want to check that out, we always post them on our Sons of Liberty. I encourage you every week. Bradley's doing one on Friday, sometimes bi-weekly. They also usually show up on Genesis Communications. Matter of fact, I think it was still on the scrolling screen this morning. And those will show up on Mondays and Tuesdays. But this GOP, the principles of the GOP, I went on Twitter and I found that Mr. Alan Keyes had actually tweeted this, and so I want to get his perspective as to what he's seeing. We know what we're seeing on a national scale. He runs in a little bit different cloths, if you will, than we do. A little bit different demographics of people, more of the politically minded, the politically oriented. And they listen to us too, but I'll tell you what, folks, our aim is not those crowds. Our aim is the kids. And for God's glory in this nation, the youth, the students, the up-and-coming, the people that are going to change this nation. Going back to my original thought, it's spring, things are blooming, and we have hope. So 2:30, you'll get to hear Mr. Alan Keyes. We'll have him on for probably two segments. Going back to the college that we just met with today. This college said, well, you know, one out of four people on this campus, one out of four, this was the stat that was given to me. It's a very liberal campus. One out of four people would not be in favor of our message. One out of four people are for marriage between one man and anything else, or one woman and anything else, on this campus. And I said, that's fantastic. We're in the right spot. It almost kind of took them back a little bit, like, well, yeah, I guess you're right. Because it's not about us and making friends. It's about reaching people that don't agree with us so that we can get them on the right page. That's what it's about. Who cares if we pack the house and everybody loves us? Matter of fact, that gets relatively boring after a while. The point is we want to see somebody's mind converted. We want to see somebody that is opposed hear the truth and be set free, as Christ said. If you continue in my word, and folks, people aren't just going to continue in God's word these days. You got to continue in his word, preaching that word, so that they can continue in it, and they can't go left, right, up, or down without hearing your preaching. By demonstration, by standing, by showing it, by setting a light and an example. So after we got done meeting with them, we talked about the potential date, and we cruised back, and now we're on the air. And folks, if any of you have kids, or you work at a college university, or you're a student in a college university, Bradley and the ministry, You Can Run But You Cannot Hide, would like to come to your school. The Sons of Liberty want to come to your school and give a presentation and help you win your college campus.
Oh, you just don't understand. It's so liberal here, man. It's bad. Oh, they hate us. I'm like the only one here. Perfect.
You're the exact campus we want to come to for that very reason. If you're in a room and it's completely pitch dark, one candle can light up that room. It's no different with the things of Christ. Where sin abounds, the Bible says, grace does much more abound. What is that grace? That's an empowerment. No matter how much darkness there is, it can't put out the light. We've talked about that a million times, but you got to let it set in. If you work for a college, if you have a son or daughter in college, if you're a student of a college, or you have a university or a campus, or even a high school, and you want You Can Run, You Cannot Hide, the Sons of Liberty and Bradley to come present at your school, get in touch with us. The number is 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. I also want you to follow us on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. That's L-E-E, Dean 1. You're going to get daily doses of truth. Plus, you can keep up to date on the news feeds. And you want to find us at Facebook on Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. And I quote our up-and-coming guest here at 2:30, Mr. Alan Keyes. And this quote is perfect. It helps you understand why government exists. Government exists, says Mr. Keyes, to secure the exercise of rights, not wrongs. Government's purpose is to secure the exercise of rights, not wrongs. We just tweeted that. You can find it at BradleyDean1 on Twitter. BradleyDean1 on Twitter. Also, too, I want to draw your attention on our homepage, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sign up on the Facebook. Become a fan of the page. Get daily updates on what we're up to, where we're printing, where Bradley's writing, where we're speaking, etc. This is another one that I want to read by Albert Einstein. This is on Bradley's Twitter feed, BradleyDean1. These are the type of things you're going to get probably multiple times per day, these type of thinkers. Albert Einstein said, "Those that have the privilege to know have the duty to act." And how are we acting? I want to play this next video. Friends of ours, the Media Research Center, Media Research Council, I always get the C mixed up. They did a fantastic interview with Bradley on the lawsuit, which, by the way, folks, we have filed an opposition. You can find that on the Facebook page. You can also find it right on the homepage of Sons of Liberty. The opposition to Rachel Maddow's motion, and that's caught some major traction out there. They're whipping that thing up because, again, we're holding First Amendment. We've got to protect the First Amendment because, just like Mr. Keyes said, government exists to secure the exercise of rights, not wrongs. You don't have the freedom to say whatever you want to say about somebody knowing that it's wrong and it will damage that person. So then what is it that we should do as the righteous? Well, I just got done telling you, and Bradley just tweeted it. Albert Einstein said, "Those that have the privilege to know have the duty to act, not just talk." See, we get on the radio to talk about what we're acting out. Many people get on the radio to talk, and maybe they hope you act it out. I'm not even sure what their purpose is. What is their mission? Well, we want to enlighten minds. Good. Enlighten people by setting an example for them to follow. Don't just enlighten their mind. Their mind is going to do nothing. It's their actions that's going to do everything. So MRC went out and hit the streets. And folks, you'll find our videos posted on there at mrctv.org. Our most recent one was when Bradley was asked to leave a high school for talking about the topic of abortion. And that got quite a few views out there. But we're usually uploading those every couple days on MRC. And all this stuff, of course, is on sonslibertyradio.com. But this is the next generation who went out on May Day and protested. And I'm going to build a point out of this. Again, folks, we go into campuses, high schools, colleges, you name it. And if you've got a high school campus that you want us to get into, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's an 800 number there. Call the office and get us in. We will come there. But let's listen to what this May Day protest or protesters, these were, I'd say, about high school age kids, maybe a little bit younger, had to say.
Why are you joining up with this protest here today?
Well, I think for me at least, it's because that
the world,
the world
is messed up.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things. There's so many things to protest for.
Is there anything in particular you're upset about?
I don't know.
There's Cooper Union. We're looking at college in 4 years. It used to be a free college, and now they want to charge for it.
Yeah.
It's just everything.
Are they like a private college, or are they? They're just not giving away the free college anymore?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why do you think they can't give away the free college anymore?
Because they want money. They want money.
Horrible. What else are you guys, what are you standing for today?
Well, education is basically a profit now. It's not about the learning, it's about making money off of it.
Okay, so that's what you guys are mad about.
And the fact that you have to pay for an education, but it's not always the best education that you're paying for. Like, you can get so much better for your money. Yes, they give you complete crap.
Complete crap? You're getting a complete...
Not all the time.
What about your education?
Huh?
What about your education?
I mean, honestly, there's some subjects that don't teach you everything you need to learn. And then there are some that are really good.
We just need, like, a more equal world, you know?
More equal.
More equal. I mean, more equal financially, more equal culturally. Everybody,
like Cuba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everybody. I mean, I think that everybody should be on the same page, and we're not. We're all... We split the world up into different class and social levels, and we don't need to. Why do we need to do that?
What do you want to do when you guys get older?
More of this. For sure.
More protesting?
More
professional protesting.
Yes, starting early.
I think you'll find a lot of them here today.
Yes, for sure.
Make some contacts.
Okay, now many people heard that and said, oh my gosh, our children are so stupid these days. What are we going to do? You know what I heard in that? I heard a bunch of kids willing to stand and protest and get out there and speak their mind on something they don't even have a clue about. They're willing to act on what they don't even know. Now imagine if you were doing your job instructing and educating these kids. Imagine how much more stronger they would be to act on what they do know. They didn't have a clue. You're right. But that doesn't reflect how stupid they are. That reflects how stupid the past generation is for not training them. Because they're out on the streets protesting. And where's the past generation?
Oh boy, my IRA just took a hit this year. Oh goodness, this stinking Obama, I can't believe him. My retirement just got cut in half. Hey honey, we gotta get down to the boat storage and uncover that thing. Yeah, we gotta put the ice house back in storage too. Oh, man. Did you see those stupid girls protesting on May Day? Can you believe it? Oh, what is this country coming to?
Exactly what you allow. That's what it's coming to. Imagine the hope. Fill those girls with some knowledge and some understanding. They'll still go protest, but it'll be for the right reasons. And this generation does it every single time. Is there an exception to every rule? Yes. But the exception is they're not being led. They're not being taught. They're not being instructed. Now, I got this email some time ago, and I want to read it. I want to further your hopes in the fact that we have hope. I don't have any hope in the past generations. I just don't. They've had their shot. They've blown it. Now, not all of them. But look at what we've got as a result of it. We got Mitt Romney. We got President Obama. What? I'd rather have those three girls that think the Cuba's free and they want to be professional fundraisers and they want free college. Because inside, that's the policy of this administration. And inside, Mitt Romney doesn't know what his policy is. He doesn't know where he's going. So then the strength of the immoral, which they have no strength if godly principles stand to them, but what they have right now is going to take them over. I'm sorry, they want to be professional. I said fundraisers. Professional protesters. Put me in charge, this student wrote. This is a 21-year-old female. She's worried about her future. This is how she feels about social welfare, big government state that she's forced to live in. She said, put me in charge of food stamps. I'd get rid of Lone Star cards. She's from Texas. No cash for ding-dongs or ho-hos, just money for 50-pound bags of rice and beans, blocks of cheese, and all the powdered milk you can haul away. If you want steak and frozen pizza, then get a job. Put me in charge of Medicaid. The thing I'd do is to get women Norplant birth control implants or tubal ligations. Then we'll test recipients for drugs, alcohol, and nicotine. If you want to reproduce or use drugs, alcohol, or smoke, then get a job. Put me in charge of government housing. Ever live in a military barracks? You will maintain our property in a clean and good state of repair. Your home will be subject to inspections anytime, and possessions will be inventoried. If you want a plasma TV or an Xbox 360, then get a job and your own place. In addition, you will either present a check stub from a job each week, or you will report to a government job. It may be cleaning the roadways or trash, painting and repairing public housing. Whatever we find for you, we will send your 22-inch rims and your low-profile tires and your blasting stereo and speakers and put the money towards the common good. Before you write that I've violated someone's rights, realize that all of the above is voluntary. If you want our money, accept our rules. Before you say that this will be demeaning and ruin their self-esteem, consider that it wasn't that long ago that taking someone else's money for doing absolutely nothing was demeaning and lowered self-esteem. You know why we didn't have social welfare in the beginning of this country? Because people didn't want the stipulations of the government put on them. If you get a benefit, you receive a control. They own you. People didn't like being slaves in this country. That's why we have the Declaration of Independence. That's why we have a constitution that limits the government and puts it in their parameters and says, government, you stay here. But now when people want something for nothing, and folks, what comes right after this is state religion. That's where it starts right there. The state becomes the god. Then the god tells you what you can and cannot do. This little girl understands common sense. If we are expected to pay for other people's mistakes, we should at least attempt to make them learn from their bad choices. The current system rewards them for continuing to make bad choices. Why am I hopeful? Because this generation is getting it, folks. We've got Alan Keyes coming up next segment. For two segments, former ambassador under Ronald Reagan. Again, I quote Mr. Alan Keyes, government exists to secure the exercise of rights, not wrongs. If you want to call in, speak, 877-807-9977. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
My name is Michael. I listen to the Sons of Liberty with Bradley and Jake on WXME in Monticello, Maine. And Bradley and Jake are not only a breath of fresh air. They are a whole new atmosphere.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We have two more segments left. If you're interested in calling in, we'll have Ambassador Keyes, Mr. Alan Keyes, a fellow WND columnist, along with Bradley Dean. You can call in at 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Now, I want to read a couple things before we bring on Mr. Keyes. Massachusetts, all persons elected must make and subscribe the following declaration. I do declare that I believe the Christian religion and have firm persuasion of its truth. Now, can we say that about all the elected officials in Massachusetts today? Why? Not because anything's changed with the requirements, but because the people have let lax those requirements, have not enforced those requirements. Delaware, everyone elected or appointed to office shall subscribe the following declaration to wit. I do profess faith in God the Father and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, on God, blessed forevermore. And I do acknowledge the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testament to be given by divine inspiration. Now today we have with us on the Sons of Liberty, Mr. Alan Keyes. He's a longtime leader in the conservative movement. He puts his money where his mouth is. This man stands for principles, and those principles truly are the principles of the Son of Liberty that he is. He's a former ambassador under President Reagan. He's been involved in government, and oftentimes he makes people feel uncomfortable. But you know what? He hasn't changed of the directives that we had in this country. It's others that have changed. Thank you so much for being on the show with us today, Alan.
Oh, I'm glad to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, I want to bring us to two things I'd like to kind of touch on. The first thing is recently Bradley had wrote an article on WorldNet Daily, which you're also a columnist, folks. You can find his columns the same days that Bradley's are uploaded. You can get all that information at sonsoflibertyradio.com. But you had retweeted an article or a commentary that Bradley put out titled, GOP Betrays Its Own Principles. You recall that one?
I certainly do.
Fantastic. Yeah. Now, what was it, because this is the question I wanted to ask you, and rather than ask you just in person, I thought I'd ask you on the air. How's that sound? What was your feedback? Why did you desire to retweet that column and that commentary?
Well, I retweeted it, unfortunately, because it's an illustration, and the story that was involved was a good illustration of a point that I have tried to make again and again to folks about the situation in which I think the American people as a whole find themselves, but particularly those people who have over the years looked to the Republican Party as if it can be a vehicle to represent them.
Sure.
And I mean here especially people who think of themselves as conservative, but we have to use that word in a way that understands that what you want to conserve is respect for the founding principles of the country, beginning with the principle which I think makes sense of all the rest, that we are endowed by God, not by man, not by constitutions, not by anything that has to do with human will, but by God's will, with our unalienable rights, and that therefore the basis of right, of our claim to right, and of our recognition of what it means to exercise the right, all of those things are based on God's will. And I think that is what a lot of people in this country want to conserve. They look at what's going on and they feel that things are disintegrating because we have allowed ourselves to drift away or even turn our back on those fundamental principles. Now, the Republican Party repeatedly over the years has tried to act as if it is a party for people who think this way, for pro-life people, for people who want to defend the traditional family, for people who want to respect the Constitution and respect the ideas of rights and God-endowed liberty that it's based on. And yet these days, and I think really for quite a while now, it's been quite evident in what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't really subscribe any longer
mm-hmm.
to the founding understanding, that they have abandoned that understanding, especially when it comes to the acknowledgement of the authority of God and its consequences for politics. And I thought that the story that was involved in Bradley's case was an excellent illustration of that, because essentially what he was going to represent to the audience he wanted to speak to was exactly what I just said,
exactly.
Right?
Yes, you're right.
And that's supposed to be in line strictly with what the Republicans say they believe, what they have put in platform after platform.
Mm-hmm.
And yet what did he find
mm-hmm.
but that the Minnesota GOP was fighting against the students who brought him in to speak on and speak out for the very things they claim to believe.
Exactly. So they teach these students, you need to believe in these values, these morals. This is our platform. Go represent this on your college campus. And then when the students do it, they get kickback from the very people that have taught them to go do it. So it's almost like, do as I say, and then when you do it, then we will...
Well, see, but I think it's what I have been trying to do. It's actually several years now, and it's really I've been doing it intensively in the course of this election cycle since mm-hmm. 2010, is trying to get folks to recognize that this isn't happening just because a group of people here or there, or individuals here or there who are part of the Republican Party aren't sort of living out their principles or
sure.
are talking out of both sides of their mouth. No, it's a systemic difficulty. It is because we no longer have a two-party system. We, in fact, have a system in which what I call the elite faction, the faction that represents across the board the elites in the society, that faction has turned away from the founding principles. And the Republican Party is under the control of a wing of that faction.
Sure.
And as a result, it is no longer a party that can represent people who believe in the founding, who believe in its principles, who, among other things, believe in God and God-endowed rights and the God-endowed family and so forth. No, can't represent them
yep.
because the faction that they are, in fact, controlled by now is a faction that doesn't believe in God, that believes that we evolved from slime, not that we were made by a creator,
mm-hmm.
that therefore thinks that the idea that we're endowed by our creator with certain unalienable rights makes no sense. Because how can you be endowed by a creator who doesn't exist,
yeah.
right?
So now we no longer have security for those rights that God has given to us. Now, the article that we're referencing right now, and again, we have with us Mr. Ambassador Alan Keyes. The GOP betrays its own principles was a column that Bradley did on WND. And, Alan, you're our superior in this. You've been doing this a long time. And you're, what he's bringing up right now is the two-party system doesn't actually exist. They're all cut of the same cloth, moving the same direction. Now, the Republicans maybe move a little bit slower, and the Democrats maybe a little more progressively. But yet, on other things, the Republicans are moving quite a bit faster towards socialism, communism, and ultimately alienating God from the Constitution. Now, you found this out. You are a Catholic. Is that correct, Mr. Keyes?
That's right.
Now, you went to the University of Notre Dame some time ago.
Mm-hmm.
When the university was bringing in Barack Hussein Obama and giving him an honorary title, and didn't they give him a doctorate or something to that nature?
They gave him a doctorate.
Well?
Yes, they gave him an honorary degree. They honored him.
So you are a Catholic. I don't believe Obama is, obviously. But he's going to a Catholic university, being a pro-choice, government-mandated child abortions, government-mandated contraceptions, totally contrary to the Catholic doctrine. So you went there to protest. Can you speak to that issue? Because I looked at you as a hero since then to this cause for what you did and the statements that you made. So kind of explain that in a nutshell, if you would, for me, please. Because this goes beyond politics, folks. This is religion, too. This is hierarchy, structure, and power.
This, I think, is an episode that really illustrates what I believe is the key, the very heart of the crisis we're in. Because if you're a country founded on the understanding that God endowed you with rights and that therefore the whole understanding of justice depends on respect for God's authority, then the people who are most likely to be the champions of that, or ought to be, are people who profess to be Christians and who profess to believe in the Bible and its account of creation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who profess to follow Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and therefore to accept as the guide for their lives the authority of God, right?
You got it.
And walk in the footsteps of Christ who looked to his Father God and so forth. If you then are professing that faith and you wear a label, be it Protestant, evangelical, Catholic, that professes that faith, and you are then bowing down in honor and holding up in honor people who are acting in our politics in ways that diametrically oppose both God's will and that understanding of justice which depends on his will, how are we in any sense then going to be able to have in this country a reliable respect for those ideas on which our liberty is based, when the people who have the greatest possible stake in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what greater stake can you have than the stake of your salvation in following Jesus Christ? If they're then going to act in ways that utterly contradict their profession of faith, and that basically turning away from God's path, walk down a path that is the very definition of injustice and evil according to God, for he has declared the taking of innocent life, just as an example, to be an abomination.
That's right.
Something he hates.
You got it.
And so on that basis, what possible honor could you do to somebody
who is
aiding, abetting, and promoting that, except then, and this was my main point, you are basically giving scandal throughout the world, creating pitfalls and snares throughout the world for people who profess to be Christian, especially if they haven't really reached a level of maturity. That's step number one. But you're also then making the profession of Christianity a scandal in the eyes of the world as we fail to follow that which we ourselves say God requires. It just is outrageous.
And now we see the problem with this next generation looking upon this hypocrisy and going the wrong way, folks. We've got a break to a hard break here, but I'm going to bring you back. Mr. Alan Keyes, again, former ambassador under Mr. Reagan, a pro-life champion, and also somebody who understands and gets the fact that we need to represent the God aspect of politics, of our daily life. For we are endowed by our God and our Creator. How do we expect to maintain those rights if we don't acknowledge His governing hand? Government exists to secure the exercise of rights, not wrongs. We'll be right back, Sons of Liberty Radio.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks, and our guest here for the last segment. If you want to call in, 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. With us is Mr. Alan Keyes, and again, we're referencing just recently on his Twitter feed, he sent out Bradley's latest column on WorldNet Daily called "The GOP Betrays Its Own Principles." It's an exclusive. Bradley rips the party for joining liberals in protesting his college visit. And here's what happened the last time Mr. Keyes went to a college. This was in Notre Dame, and he protested Obama coming there and promoting his filth on a Christian university campus. He said to the people, and this was out in the press, "We don't need more money for this movement. We need more people willing to go to jail." I leave you with that, Alan. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, when you're in a situation where people are abusing, violating, ignoring, and otherwise tearing up both your constitutional rights and the laws that ought to be made to respect them. And when you have folks acting in this way, if you're not willing to stand against those who are abusing power in this way, even at the risk of consequences like the ones we faced in Notre Dame, where you're arrested for trespassing on a Catholic university while representing the Catholic view.
Figure that one out, folks.
This is outrageous, but there it is. And I think we're now seeing it again. I've noticed that people in all kinds of denominations, Catholic, evangelical, Baptist, all kinds of folks have been protesting the mandate, this idea that they're going to use government coercion to force institutions of faith to have insurance programs that fund abortion and that force people to act. in ways and use their resources in ways that violate conscience. And I've noticed other people are now saying, oh, wait a minute. You know, if you're giving me a choice between obeying God's law and obeying your law, I'm going to obey God's law. Throughout human history, but all since Christ came, but especially in American history, right?
Yep, that's right.
There have been times when people had to do that. And on fundamental questions of liberty, of respect for God, where government coercion was being used in ways that perpetuated injustice. And I think we're obviously now in a time because of the dominance of this godless socialist faction at the moment in our politics and government, where we're going to have to show that kind of courage.
You know, I want to encourage everybody by this statement by Mr. Thoreau. I don't quote him a whole lot, but I thought it was very good. And as a matter of fact, Martin Luther King Jr. used to quote this a lot, and we know what he got done. Under a government which imprisons any unjustly, the true place for a just man is also a prison, he said. I think in this country right now, you brought up the individual mandate and mandating that religious institutions. I think that's only the second step. The first step is the government has no business in healthcare anyway at all.
That's right.
But if we can get debating on the religious, I guess, yeah, fine, we'll fight for a little while. Well, then we'll leave the religious institutions alone for now. Because we've already got a foot towards that thought process. You bring up in your, and folks, you want to check out this blog spot, and forgive me if this is the incorrect address, but isn't it loyaltoliberty.blogspot.com? Is that correct?
No. That's my oldest one. No, the current one is loyaltoliberty.com.
Loyal to Liberty. Loyal to, and that's the word to, T-O, yeah. Liberty.com. You are writing.
Loyaltoliberty.com. You can also access it, if it's easier to remember, just with my name and .com, Alankeyes, alankeyes.com.
Perfect.
We'll also get you there.
Easy enough. Now, you're writing a book, and you're coming into a conclusion, and we just spoke at the break here about the hope that you have and the answer. Bring us some answers, Alan.
Well, first of all, I'm writing right now a series which I'm calling Restoring Representation, because I think that if you think it through, if you have a sham two-party system that is basically representing one faction while pretending to be in opposition to one another. The people who are especially veering toward the Republican side because they think it's an alternative and being lied to and manipulated and deceived with all of this mimicry and pantomime and just outright deception, they aren't represented.
Right.
And, of course, the whole slogan of the American Revolution, people try to pretend it was about money and taxes. That is, by the way, a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The American Revolution was fought under the slogan, and people should remember this, no taxation without representation. It was representation.
That's right.
It was the idea that government had to be based upon consent, and that that was because of the requirement that government respect God-endowed rights, as stated in the Declaration. That's what's the cause of the Revolutionary War.
You got it.
Not material concerns, not money concerns, not tax concerns, but concerns about a form of government that no longer represented you and was wielding government power against you and against your rights. That's going on in our country right now. And for a great many people, the present sham political system, the sham party system, leaves them without representation, which means they are living in exactly the condition that people were living in under King George before the American Revolution took place.
What I would submit it with,
the goal has to be to restore representation using the constitutional opportunities available to us, particularly the electoral opportunities. But people who are kidding themselves into believing that they can do that through the vehicle that is betraying them, this twin-party system, I think they're just all wrong. And so what I'm proposing in these three pieces is that people first take a look at the problem, which I've walked them through in the first two parts of the series. In the next part, which I'll be publishing in a couple of days, I'm going to talk about the strategy, which I think is right there in the Constitution, exemplified, by the way, in a body that's been decried and denounced as undemocratic, but which actually represented the wisdom of the founders as they sought to make sure that government of, by, and for the people would be responsibly preserved, and that's the Electoral College. And I think people have missed the point of how we elect the president, because it is possible to do so with a direct movement of the grassroots without having to go through this party apparatus that has now been hijacked mm-hmm. by a bunch of godless socialist elites.
Would you say that the Electoral College has also been hijacked?
Well, of necessity, because we've left it to the parties
mm-hmm.
to basically create an overlay for the actual constitutional process, and we've been accepting it. And that overlay essentially means that these godless elites create the field of candidates that we have to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I both know, if you determine the choices, you determine the choice.
You win, either way.
And that's what has happened.
So apathy really is the true enemy here on this, no matter what
it's apathy, but I think it's also, I'll just give you the example. You do realize that most people believe that that the president and vice president of the United States are elected in that election in November, and that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
What we actually do is we elect electors.
Yep.
Who then go into the Electoral College in the middle of December, they elect the president and vice president.
Yeah.
But those electors were intended by the founders to represent directly the grassroots people of this country,
that's right.
Not a bunch of manipulative, conniving, self-serving elites such as they represent now.
That's right.
How has this come about? Well, I try to explain that and then offer a remedy.
Now, this is a check, and you can find this at alankeyes.com. That's alankeyes.com. Again, we have with us Mr. Alan Keyes. What spurred this whole thing on was Bradley's commentary on WND, GOP betrays its own principles. Who do we look to? And, Alan, I think you've done a fine job of exemplifying the fact that we don't ever take our eyes off of God. And when we do take our eyes off of God, that's where we get in trouble. And then we have man-made systems, which all end in the same place, in man, not God. And we need to establish the truth and the rights. And now you're explaining, now we've got on a different topic here, but I encourage you folks to study this out. You've got a book coming out. Do you have a target date yet for this, Alan?
Well, I've actually been working for you for over a year. Was hoping that it would be out a little earlier than now. It will be finished, I think, with when I complete this last part of the series here. And it should be out, I would hope, sometime during the summer, but I'll have to see. And the title of it is And Crown Thy Good.
And what? Clown?
And Crown Thy Good. You know, from the song,
okay.
And Crown Thy Good with Brotherhood.
Okay.
And it's actually an effort to think through the fact that in previous generations until we got to now,
mm-hmm.
the people of our country understood that politics isn't about just everybody getting together and trying to work out how government can give them something.
Sure.
No. It was about how people of conscience, good people, right?
Mm-hmm.
The people who respect the difference between right and wrong as endowed by God, good people. It's how they got together to create an instrument that would stop the wrongdoing so that people who were doing right would be able to go on exercising the right.
That's
right. You see what I'm saying?
We have freedom to do as much right as we want. Government exists.
Absolutely.
Government exists to secure the exercise of rights, not wrongs. We had with us today Mr. Alan Keyes. Alan, let the folks know where they can reach you at, please. And thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Well, the best way is to go to alankeyes.com. You'll be hearing from me. And if you visit regularly, you'll be able to follow my thinking throughout the week.
I encourage you to, folks. He's a true son of liberty. Thank you again, Alan, for being with us. Tune in to us tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Find us at Twitter at BradleyDean1. Or find us on Facebook, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be with you tomorrow. Thank you, folks, and God bless America, and God bless the efforts that we do to make America a better place.
And the strong old tree, and we are the sun.